Now, will you notice as he moves down now, he says, therefore I said, hearken to me. I also will show mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons while ye searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job or that answered his words. And that, of course, was absolutely true. Lest ye should say, we have found out wisdom, God thrusteth him down, not man. And that disturbed him, because he had felt these men ought to be able to answer Job, and they hadn't been able to. And that disturbed him, and it disturbed him because Job now is very self-righteous, you see. He feels like that he stands vindicated in this position that he's in. Feels very cocky, very self-confident, you see. And he's been battered and bruised. And by the way, that's what contrite really means. The word for contrite means bruised. And that is something that happened to Job. He'd been in the ring with Satan, and he'd been round after round, and now with his friends. And this man, Job, has come out bruised. There's no question about that. But he's not contrite yet. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou'll not despise. That's what David said. And this man, Job, doesn't have that yet, but he's bruised, and God's not through with him. God is going to move in upon him. And today, only God can answer the self-righteous, the proud, and the arrogant. Only God has an answer for folk like that. Every now and then someone comes to me and said, I have a son, he's gone to college, and he's learned, he knows everything now. How do I answer him? Well, only God can deal with that boy. And the minute that you and I become self-righteous, you can be sure of one thing, we're apt to go into the ring with God, and you know he's going to bruise us. And that's the way most of us have to be treated. We have to be bruised. And that's what gives a contrite spirit. That's what brings us to the place of humility. My, that spirit that was exhibited, for instance, in the life of John Wesley. It said that Wesley was crossing a narrow bridge one time, and he met an enemy right in the middle of this little narrow bridge, and you couldn't pass. The enemy drew himself up, this fellow did, to his full height, and he says, I never give way to an ass. And Wesley looked at him for a minute, and he says, well, I always do. And he just backed off of the little bridge and let the man by. Always felt that was the best answer that could be given in a case like that. But not many men had been willing to back off, you see, Wesley was. And then a real contrite spirit. I think of the confession of Horatius Bonar. He said, I went to God to confess my coldness, my indifference, and my pride. And then he said, after I'd finished, I went back again to God, and I repented of my repentance. Oh, my friend, that's when you can really get down low, when you're to the place where you can truly repent of your repentance, because it's very easy to be proud of your repentance.